The Sound of Charleston is 105.5 The Bridge. Great show this Friday, November 23rd, Charleston Music Hall downtown. It will be the Holiday Hangover Show, benefiting Guitars for Veterans, hosted by Legends of the South, Legends of Rock and Roll, Driving and Crying. Joining us in the studio, it is the longtime bassist, original member, Tim Nielsen. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm good, Critic. How are you?
Every day is a holiday for me. But Tim, let me take you back to the mid-80s when I was working in Manhattan. And every afternoon, I used to listen to WFUV, Fordham University Radio. And they started playing this band from Atlanta, this tune, Scarred But Smarter. And I'm like, who are these guys? This stuff is really good. Fast forward like 5 years when I moved down to Charleston in 1992, start working for 96 Wave, Driving and Crying's all over the radio station, and one of the biggest live acts in the Southeast. And I also got the opportunity to open up for Driving and Crying. I don't know if you remember this. I have a clip from the Charleston Post and Courier from October 1993, the last Free Fall Jam. It would become 96 Wave Fest the year after that. But if you can see that, read that lineup.
The Woodies,
yes.
Jeffrey Gaines, Meat Puppets, Cracker, and Driving and Crying.
My band was the Woodies, named after the Woodman, the former owner of not 96 Wave.
That's awesome.
Driving and Crying, still the show, still a great live rock and roll band, and you're doing something tremendous this Friday.
Yes, we're doing a benefit. It's our holiday hangover, and we're trying to make it into a Charleston tradition.
Nice. That,
you know, Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving, you know, escape from the family, come down to the rock and roll show. And this year we're benefiting Guitars for Vets and Carolina Studios.
Oh, that is very cool.
Yeah. We got the High Divers, Charleston favorites, supporting us, and we're very excited. It's going to be a cool show.
Doors open at 7, show starts at 8 p.m. Also, this is the 30th anniversary of the second DNC album, Whisper Tames the Lion. Have you been doing anything special for Whisper this tour?
No, you're the first person to actually point that out.
No way!
This is, yeah, I guess that what came out in
88. Yeah.
It's so weird because, like, every once in a while we'll get a heckler that just wants to hear songs off of Whisper Tames the Lion.
Right.
And forget what a great record that was.
Good Day Every Day.
Yeah, Good Day Every Day.
Then next year, we'll already be in 1989, then it's going to be the 30-year anniversary of Mystery Road, which was one of the biggest DNC records.
Yes, and we did a re-release on that last year.
I've been loving all the stuff you've been doing. You've been recording EPs, you've been doing vinyl, doing it all on your own.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to keep the story moving, you know, keep our fans engaged and always have fun stuff coming out, you know, artwork and colored vinyl. And we're doing a movie soundtrack for a movie that's going to be coming out beginning of next year. For these crazy Charleston guys got a Baja card and made a documentary.
Wow.
In the Mexico 1000, Baja for 1000. Yeah. We recorded some original music for that and re-recorded Powerhouse and Living by the Book. Two songs from Whisper Tames the Lion.
Nice.
There's a correlation now.
Yep. And also, if people have never seen the 2012 documentary Scarred But Smarter, done by one of my former co-workers when I worked in Atlanta with the regular guys, Eric Von Hessler, who did a great job with the movie.
Yeah, we love Eric. And how about his radio show, man?
I was in Atlanta. I went to a Braves game. I think it was in September. And I was driving in the morning, turned Eric on. Hilarious, smart, and he always had a good musical taste, too.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do a Christmas special with him in December.
What's the date on that? I might have to come and do a Tripping with the Critic again from Atlanta.
I'm not sure, but we're coordinating it with a Christmas beer that we have coming out at Burnt Hickory in Atlanta. And then Eric's going to kind of be the MC of we're going to make an appearance at the brewery and play a couple songs. And then have this beer come out. And then we've got the big New Year's show in Atlanta this year.
I always do the Critical Brewery Tour. I might have to do like a Tripping with the Critic from that brewery in Atlanta, see the show, and hang out with everybody.
You should.
Well, I've been in love with DNC, like I said, since the Scarred But Smarter days, and had the pleasure of opening up for you guys. Always a great live band. Also once included Charleston guitar hero Sadler Vaden for a time in DNC.
Yep, and look at Sadler's career. Look what happened to him. But now we've got this kid named Lauer Jometz. He spent some time with Sturgill Simpson, and he's phenomenal. He's like a combination of Jimmy Page and Duane Allman.
That's a good combo.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think he's probably the best guitar player in the world, and he's in our band.
You're kidding. And not to dismiss Kevin Kenny, he would never say it. He is a great guitar player, too.
He is a great rock and roll guitar player, yes. Big sound.
He does indeed. It's this Friday, November 23rd, Black Friday, the Holiday Hangover Show, benefiting Guitars for Veterans, Driving and Crying, the High Divers at the Charleston Music Hall downtown. Doors at 7, show at 8. It's for a good cause. Plus, DNC will always bring it live. You do not want to miss this. And perhaps even we'll all go on the road trip to Atlanta and see Driving and Crying back in their old home stomping grounds.
Yes, our cranberry-infused stout for Christmas. Thomas Tinsel's Holiday Beer.
That sounds like my type of beer.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And again, every type of beer is my type of beer.
Yeah, isn't it fun?
Yes. Last thing, Tim, you brought me some Driving and Crying vinyl. I have a parting gift for you. Not as good as the DNC vinyl, but this is some of my old material. You might remember some of these tunes from when I opened up for you at Free Fall Gym. Everything's So Much Better with Beer. She Doesn't Like Weed. It has all the classics. F the IRS.
That's amazing. Thank you.
I'd like to see Driving and Crying cover one of those. I never want to play them or sing them. I just want the royalty checks.
Okay, you got it.
Next record?
Sure.
I'm telling you, take a listen. There are hits on there.
I think Hootie and the Blowfish is looking for some new songs.
I always thought Darius should cover F the IRS. I don't know if his record company would like that, but it's a good country-esque
record
tune.
Company, Schmeppard Company.
Yes.
You know, it's like, make your own records.
Well, Driving and Crying, doing it on their own, having a good show this Friday. We'll see everybody out there at the Charleston Music Hall. Doors at 7, show at 8, Driving and Crying, benefiting Guitars for Vets, the Holiday
Carolina Studios.
And Carolina Studios. The Holiday Hangover Show.
High Divers.
With the High Divers. And the sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.